and welcome to your favorite astrology program, It's All in the Stars. We have a new host today, which is Anne Tullo. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
We have, in about 2-3 weeks' time, Ingrid will be back also. And it's interesting, the last three hosts have all had Mercury in the sign of Leo. And we're just having a bit of communication problem. So we're having a bit of a communication problem here. I think we need Don to call back our host, Anne here. I was really looking forward to having Anne do a show. It's still that Mercury retrograding right now. So we have all these delays having in communication. And about I give myself 2-3 weeks' time. Today, the whole day, I was working. If Don is listening, Don, if you can just call me back at the 4979000 number. So we have Anne as just waiting for the host. And in the meantime, today, the whole day I spent in just reevaluating all my website. A lot of the charts, I updated them. So you're welcome to go on the website, astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net. And we'll just give a little break, and I'll be back in about 30 seconds. And we are back. This is Hassan Jaffri, astrologer. And very soon, I think Don is trying to get hold of us too, and on that line. And I want to discuss a bit of the politics, what's going on around the world, to make some sense of what's going on, where is it leading. And also, we'll deal with some of the stars charts. And this is going to be archived, so it's more for the astrologers and people who are interested in astrology. You're welcome to call in with your charts also. If you want to have a free reading, you can call in at 1-877-876-5227. This is all across America. And if you're calling from Canada, you could call in 1-530-876-3222. I'm just going to check on the internet. Seems we are on, yes. I wasn't sure if you're on the internet or not. Anyways, as far as the politics are concerned, I want to discuss 2-3 different things. I found it very interesting that Vladimir Putin, Ahmadinejad of Iran, and Putin, of course, of Russia, and Netanyahu of Israel, as well as Olbert of Israel, they all have Mercury in the sign of Libra, very, very similar in degrees, except that and most of them have Mercury Neptune aspect, which is very sort of shrewd, cunning aspects, also very high intellect, very good legal mind, but they cannot separate truth from fantasy. But it's good for the media, actually, when they can twist the words. But they are like Mensa people, till their emotions get involved, and once the emotions get involved, all the good sense of logic can go completely out the window. However, all of them are getting Pluto aspected to their Mercury till November of 2008. This is a very, very strong aspect of the ability to influence the masses, and of course it's one of the best aspects for that. It's like a conscious awareness of truth. It happens once in a lifetime. Either you're born with it or you just go through it once in a lifetime, and they're getting it to November 2008, exactly the time that I predicted peace all around the world. So I think all these people are going to be, regardless of what they've done till now, they're going to be instrumental in bringing the peace around the world. Now, Olbert's chart of Israel, he has Moon in the sign of Cancer, but very close to Saturn, also in the sign of Cancer. Cancer represents the family, the home. And when you put Saturn there, it's not the best placement for it at all. In fact, it completely goes everything against the family values. Bush also is born with this aspect. They both are born with this theme. But the Saturn Moon conjunction almost borders on being cruel because it can completely suppress emotions, almost becoming like cruel. So it's good for a military general, but they don't have to care for people's feelings or what's happening. But unfortunately, it's contributed to the death and destruction of a lot of people. And regardless of what the cause is, whatever, for example, but now when it comes to the cause, of course, we know that the planning was done way before. It was not just for exchange of one soldier or two soldiers who actually crossed into Lebanon and tried to provoke this whole incident. But bombing the whole country like that, for example, and all these Lebanese children, more than 500,000 people being displaced or something, this is totally ridiculous. What's happening, or a thousand, I'm not sure what the actual figures are. Now, I was looking also at Nasrallah's chart. This is the person who's the head of the Hezbollah. And I became interested in his chart when I read that the chief of the IDF intelligence said that in 15 years we've been monitoring him and not once has he lied. So I really wanted to see what his chart looked like. He has Mercury in the sign of Virgo and is very close to Pluto. Now, the Mercury-Pluto gives a very strong mind, very analytical mind, but also where you experience life and death situations. And of course, his 18-year-old son was killed a few years ago, and he refused to see any mourners at all, people who want to come to condolences. He just apparently thanked God for having given his son in the cause of whatever the cause was in this case. And he does have Moon-Jupiter conjunction in the Sagittarius, which gives very, very good public response, of course. And it's a very strong spiritual aspect as well. But the Mercury-Pluto also gives a bit of sort of radical tones to a person when they're willing to die for a cause, and his very, very strong oratory skills. And I found interesting that he has Venus in Virgo, and so does Musharraf of Pakistan also. When people really care for the welfare of the masses, and of course they have hospitals, they used to have these hospitals, and all the social structure, the infrastructure, they belong to the grassroots. So Hezbollah, of course, cannot really be taken away. I don't believe that it's going to be taken away at all, because they're part of the Lebanese society, and they provide a lot of services to all these poor people. And but they started the rockets only after the bombs, and I mean, they have nothing else to do. I mean, with disaster to retaliate. And till about 28th of July, Mercury is retrograding, and since Israel started this thing on 12th of July when Mercury was retrograding, and any peace initiative or any thing that started, it's never successful when Mercury is retrograde, and it goes on till 28th of July. So I think this whole thing is going to backfire on Israel. I think they did not expect Hezbollah to stand ground so much. And this is going to continue probably about one more week or so. But what I find also very interesting, that Mars is in its perihelion, in its closest approach to the Earth. And of course, we are experiencing a lot of fires, very warm temperatures around the world, as well as the war aspect. People become very impatient and very confrontational under this transit. Now, I was looking at Netanyahu's chart. He also has a brilliant mind, but very erratic and a bit radical, because he's getting Saturn touching off his Mars in Leo. His Mars is about 8 degrees Leo, exactly like in Israel's chart. Now, transiting Saturn is coming up very close to that Mars, which is from about August onwards for one whole year. In a normal person's chart, this represents heart attacks and major surgeries and wrong timing. Hitler was born with the Mars-Saturn square, actually, and of course it's like bad timing. So when he had half of Europe under him, he went into Russia. That was his biggest mistake. And so that is part of the Mars-Saturn theme, but it gives a lot of temper and uncontrollable energy. Of course, how you react to it is your free choice, but both Netanyahu as well as Israel's chart has this aspect. So I think there's a major sort of confrontation and lives being lost. It doesn't look quite easy to me. And yet, all these leaders have Mercury in the sign of Libra, one of the most judicial sign and a sign of fairness and justice, and they have the ability to actually bring about global peace. It's well within their powers right now. And other people's charts, by the way, Musharraf is also in danger. He has Saturn touching off his Mars as well, from about August right to about, for about one whole year. And I was really hoping we'd have Anne today doing this theme, but maybe we can have Anne ask me the question still, because she's quite close. Mm-hmm. I'll keep on passing the phone back and forth about different how astrology works and how charts work and all that, and because Anne hasn't called back the other number, but I'll just pass on the phone to Anne to ask any questions she'd like to have.
Hello to everybody. I'm very interested in this conflict in the Middle East, and I'm very happy to hear Hassan interpret these leaders' charts. I would like to know more about maybe the charts of the countries as entities, if you could speak about that. Like when Israel was founded and when Palestine was founded, there's, I think, from my limited knowledge, there's a chart associated with the country as an entity. And if we could see the trends in that regard, that would be very great.
Okay, and you know, the rising sign was actually Libra Scorpio for Israel when it was formed. I believe it's Libra. Some people say it's Scorpio. Scorpio is just violence and all that, and they've had a history of that also, of course. But I believe it's Libra, and underneath that is a lot of Scorpio. Exactly the same as the United States, but ironically, exactly the same as Hitler as well. And also, Wiesenthal, you know, he was also born with Libra and Scorpio. Now, as astrologers, we've got to see what was the sense of fairness and justice. In Hitler's case, he felt it was the criminal lawyers who were getting the worst of the crooks off the hook, and the loan sharks who were the main people. And so the Libra side puts up with things for too long. Then the Scorpio side comes up, and the extreme case, of course, like Hitler, who had no water planners like Mussolini, of course, and you know, so they become almost like ruthless in getting even with people. Most politicians are born with Libra rising, including Bill Clinton. So it's a sense of fairness and justice which brings them in power, and then, but if they stay too long, then the Scorpio side comes in, which is sort of a vindictive side, and that we've had for too long, we've been put up with it, all that. But it also gives a very sort of maternalistic society, with that Capricorn being in the fourth house and Cancer being on top. So their home life is very barren, and in their career, they become like mothers and fathers, like Hitler, they used to call him Führer, and most politicians, of course, are saving the masses, etc. So their Cancer comes right on top of the chart. Most very beautiful women are born with Libra rising, like Liz Taylor was born with that, for example, and so was Natalie Portman. She was also born with this theme. And so in their career, the home life is very barren, but in their career, they become like mothers and nurturers. Now, in Israel's chart, Israel has Mars in sign of Leo, which is very dramatic, very theatrical, very forceful, and is trying to Jupiter. Now, Olympic athletes are born with that. This is one of the reasons why. Probably they have a real luck aspect when it comes to all the air forces, and they get all these free planes and F-16s and all that from states. My clients have their own Lear jets, and they have a real luck aspect with in lotteries when you get cars, sports cars, that's his theme. However, by transit, they're getting Saturn touching off that Mars, which is a very, very dangerous aspect, of course. And they are born with it. There's a white Saturn-Mars conjunction. So it always indicates that conflict theme. And they're very bright. The Mercury-Neptune trine gives that spying aspect and, of course, investigative themes. And they've come up with very good research, etc. as well. But the Saturn-Mars is for 1 year, major confrontations. But November 2008, I predicted peace, of course. And in Iran's chart, I was surprised that there were a lot of Aquarius planets in the new government. And, of course, they make their own jets, and they are getting into their own satellites and the nuclear technology. And I don't think they'll use it for other than peaceful purposes. I'm quite positive, actually. But the Aquarius theme is all the modern aspects. Nobody expected these mullahs to make things which are way ahead of their time, actually. So they do have these Aquarius planets, which were getting... the most difficult time was June and July, and also November. Now, you'll notice that most of the leaders... they are born in the 60s. Not Olbert, because he's not in distress, but the people in distress are Bashar of Syria, Ahmadinejad of Iran, Nasrallah of Hezbollah. They're all born in the 60s, and there was a nightmare theme for them in June to about mid-July. That's why I'd written my newsletter about 3-4 months ago that Iran would have to be very careful, but I'm sure that America would not be able to attack them. Somehow things will happen in their favor, because last time they wanted to do that, Katrina came in. There's always something which seems to be happening, and maybe that's why Ahmadinejad thinks he's got this spiritual connection or something. But that's finishing slowly now. And end of July and the month of August is very stressful for the 70s age group and also the 30s age group. In fact, Shani and Rumsfeld and all are getting that aspect in August. Then September is very stressful for Bush's generation, the whole 40s generation till mid-50s generation. I'll give back to Anne.
Well, I think I've heard enough about war and history for now. So, In addition to, having people, welcoming people to call in if they'd like, we have a couple of stars charts here that we can, I'm being told what number that we can call is, listeners can call 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877-876-5227, and all questions are welcome. We have a few famous charts here that Hassan will analyze for us. And let me see now. I think I would like, because I'm interested in combining charts, if Hassan has Angelina Jolie's chart, Brad Pitt's, and maybe Jennifer Aniston, if he could do a little comparison between the two couples and tell us what happened, and is there a future for Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, as I think there should be, and I hope there is.
Actually, you know, they do have very good compatibility. They're both exactly opposite, but in astrology, we call it, of course, complementary, as you know. Angelina Jolie has Gemini and Cancer planets, and Brad Pitt is Sagittarius. With the innocent cap, we have a caller here. Hello?
Hi, it's Erica.
Hi. Let me give it to you, and you can give it the date of birth and all.
Okay.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Erica.
Hello?
Hi, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Kansas City.
King City?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, Kansas City. Oh, that's great. That's great. What is your birthday, Erica?
May 13th.
May 13th? Oh, I'm also born on the 13th. And what year?
1975.
75. Okay. And would you happen to know the time that you were born?
I think, I'm not for sure, but I think it was like 1 a.m.
1 a.m. approximately?
Yeah, approximately. 75. Between 1 and 2 a.m.
1 or 2 a.m. That helps a bit. Good to know if your mom can try to recall that information. It's pretty important. And what is your question regarding your chart?
I would like to know. I have my own business and just wanted to see what you see for that.
You have your own business and you're looking to see maybe your potentials or the forecast on how that would
sure.
be going.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a very good question. I'm going to pass you to Hassan, who is the expert, and I'm sure he can help you with that. He's just studying your chart right now.
Great.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Hi, Erica. Are you there?
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Yeah. You have a very, very bright chart, actually, but I'm impressed by the fact that you have Mercury and Moon trine to Pluto. This gives not only the conscious awareness of truth, but also subconscious awareness of truth. When you get prophetic dreams, for example, and also so in dream interpretation, in colors, in any aspect, when you can understand people's problems without their saying a single word. But you're very bright as well. You just need a bit more of the realization of truth. Like from time to time, it could help you if you actually go to a church, for example, any place of worship which brings the beggar and the king together, because you're too intellectual. In love matters, in relationships, you have Venus and Sun of Cancer. So, of course, when you cook, I'm sure it must taste really good. And you should try to have meetings in restaurants or in place of food. You know, Natalie Portman actually has Venus in Cancer. She was actually discovered in a pizza parlor. So it's a very lucky place for you. That's part of the Venus theme. So Venus being in your sixth house actually indicates in a workplace somehow there's an aspect of beauty. So beauty products, skincare products, etc. And what do you do?
I have my own business.
I see. Is it a product that is known to everyone?
Yes.
You can actually name it. It's fine, you know.
I'm in the skincare and cosmetics field, so.
I see. That's excellent, yeah. Well, that is a Venus theme. And right on top of your chart, also, you do have that Libra Scorpio theme. I'm sure you do quite well. You'll probably help a lot of people as well, because it's like a savior's chart. Somebody who wants to save the masses and plays this mothering role. You must be very good in counseling, guiding, helping people, and encouraging them as well. Having that Neptune, or opposition to Moon, it gives a deep sensitivity to your environment, but also emotionless judgments. Once emotions get involved, all your good sense of logic goes completely out the window. It also indicates that there's a certain limelight with the husband, since you have that Cancer Leo in the seventh house of marriage. you can be rather cool, aloof, and detached. When people first meet you, they probably think you're a bit of a snob, but underneath that, you're very sensitive to, about the husband would be out in the limelight. He'd be a very caring person, actually, and rather philosophical. You belong to a very philosophical generation, but the next 10 days are very stressful for your age group, for the entire age group. So this can also apply to children. When you know, your immune system is a bit down under this transit. So make sure you give some enough physical rest, enough sleep. But you'll make some very good decisions this year, late August, month of September, October, November, and December, when Jupiter trines your Mars. That's a very positive, that's a very bold aspect. You get these windfalls in this transit. And Jupiter is right on top of the chart. It's in your ninth house at the moment. That's why you're speaking to some of you as an astrologer from a different country, different region. These are all Jupiter themes, like being the Pope, but you meet a very good astrologer. and who is a Sagittarius, because Jupiter is a Sagittarius theme. But also, if you ever want to write a book, or if you want to do any sort of marketing, or if you want to help your husband with something, for example, if he does something, because your chart shows the same element coming up, but whether it's you or your husband, it's the same theme. So Jupiter, right on top of your chart, there's a recognition coming up throughout this year. Actually, it starts this year, but throughout next year, it continues, actually.
Recognition this year, next year?
Mm-hmm. Very, very positive, yeah. You should really push yourself to the maximum. Are you also doing this business on the internet?
I just have a website.
I see. The company doesn't have a website, do they?
It is a company website, but it has my name attached.
Oh, excellent, yeah. Because your chart has a lot of benefits from that. You know, 8th house always indicates the area that you'll always make money. You have Virgo and Libra there. Virgo indicates a health-oriented nutrition-type products, and Libra indicates the skincare and beauty-related. So if they have some health-related products also, that would really help as well. Because I have a feeling that you'll get more into that as well. You know, being a Taurus and having a Gemini planet is a very positive thing, because Taurus gives a very solid groundwork and the foundation. You're just beginning to come up in life. So the next several years are going to be fantastic. By the way, you'll have very, very bright children. They'll be a bit talkative, very good in languages. And it has a Gemini theme, Gemini Cancer theme. Do you have one or two children?
One.
And what sign are they? Is she? Or
June 1st. So
I'm sorry?
It's June 1st. It's her birthday.
June 1st, yeah. Yeah, that Gemini theme is a very strong genetic tie, actually. You know, the only thing in your chart, you have a Mercury-Neptune opposition, which is good for spirituality, but you can go for a tangent from time to time. It's a bit of a believer side to you. So it's good for poetry, it's good for... I mean, you have a Mercury-Jupiter aspect also, very philosophical and quite broad-minded. And the Mercury-Pluto is the faster you recognize that you have this special talent that comes out in crisis situations when you're able to help the masses. I consider my greatest asset is that at a very early age, I recognize that talent. Because very few people are born with it. About 3-5% of the masses are born with that aspect, you know. So somebody must have been quite holy or spiritual in your family, actually. Maybe your great-grandfather or somebody. Okay, my dear?
Okay, thank
Bye.
You so
Take
much.
Take care. Hope you enjoy the show.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
So I leave now. I was talking about Brad Pitt's chart and Angelina Jolie's chart. So Brad Pitt has Venus in Capricorn, just like Elvis Presley and Britney Spears. These people, and Rock Hudson, they don't really show the emotions. They're very deep, like a father figure type aspect, and your obedience is still there, but it does give appreciation for the material things, and they don't really just marry for love, especially women. And because, you know, when they like somebody who's successful, who's ambitious, who's goal-oriented, who's a bit of a father figure, and he projects that aspect. And, of course, the last 2.5 years were very difficult for him, as well as for Jennifer Aniston. She definitely is not the motherly type at all. Angelina Jolie has Venus in Cancer, and which, of course, where she loves the home and the family. She has difficulties with the father, but she does have a bit of a cold chart. She has Venus in Aquarius as opposed to Saturn, which is very difficult for expressing emotions, but I don't think he realized what she had done also. But, of course, it doesn't give her any reason not to be together with him, but I have a feeling that Brad Pitt is going to be very instrumental in bringing them together in August, September, October, and November, to about December. They have fantastic aspects throughout this year. In fact, if they want to have another child, it would be fantastic, because she does have weight gain in her chart, which could also be pregnancy. And she's a natural mother, so that's one side which is not phony at all. She does have that, almost that cruel side, she has the Moon-Saturn theme, but she doesn't show emotions. She hardly shows her smiling. And most people are moon sad, and you'll not see them smiling at all. Just like that, you know, Albert or his name, you know, Israel, the Prime Minister, he's also born with that. But the relationship is very positive. So Venus in Cancer, Venus in Capricorn, and the best aspect of that was when he was looking at this little baby, and she was just sort of quietly admiring him without saying a single word. And that, to me, was a perfect, perfect aspect. I think they'll do extremely well. But Jennifer Aniston's and his, the timing was completely off. She has a bit of a crazy chart, very obsessive chart, and, of course, you know, being caught with, you know, drugs or drinking or drinking and driving. It's a very strange aspect, actually. She's not really the wife type. It's more going to parties, etc., whereas Brad Pitt is, tries to keep a low profile. Now, his planets are right on top, so he's going to become more and more involved with the public again, whereas he'll be keeping a high profile for the movies and all. But Angelina Jolie, just like Julia Roberts, her planets are coming down, so she'll start keeping a low profile very soon.
Thank you very much, Hassan. That was really enlightening, answering a lot of questions, and I hope keeping the interest of the listeners. Yes, I'm looking at Oprah's chart right here, and I want to know what it is in her chart that makes her such a success and also so popular. Like, obviously, she's made a very large fortune, and I'd like to know how, what plan she's got in line for that, and also her popularity. People just seem to love her. So maybe Hassan can tell us a bit about that.
You know, I'd like to say a few words about palmistry as and Oprah's chart, as well as Bill Clinton's chart. You know, the line that goes all around the thumb, that's called the lifeline. Let me see your hand, Anne. See this brain line? Now, you have Mercury in Leo, which is a very person, actually, but the brain line is totally joined to the lifeline. When it's joined, it makes a person a bit more cautious. And where, in your case, definitely, you could afford to be more dramatic, more theatrical. And most of the time, you are like that, I know. And even in terms of charts, since you want to do the charts and all, you'll find that you'll be doing celebrities' charts much more, and as opposed to just normal people. That's a Leo theme. But when the brain line is separate, those people really take chances in life. And so in Oprah's chart, she has that. So that gives her a strong way. You break the rules, but you compete against the man-made rules. Now, in her chart, she has Mercury in the sign of Aquarius and also trine to Jupiter. And it's also trine to Neptune. It's a grand trine in air signs. The air signs definitely indicate the communication ability. And Mercury in Aquarius, of course, the media. But it's also in opposition to Pluto. The Mercury-Pluto opposition always indicates like an intellectual dictator. Eddie Greenspan, the lawyer in Toronto, he's also born with this aspect. And Gorbachev's also born with that. But now she's getting some positive aspects of that. However, she's got some very stressful aspects coming up. She's got Saturn squaring her Mars almost exactly from about August onwards for one whole year, where she'll run into a lot of obstacles and legal matters and choir publishing all kinds of nonsense about her. So she'll definitely have some problems there. But also, Neptune is going over her Mercury, which makes a person much more spiritual. Up till now, she's been talking about all the spirituality, but this aspect indicates a hurt that or something precious denied in life, which makes you more spiritual as well. But also, you go for a tangent from time to time and reincarnation, all these things. I'm not saying it's not true or not. It's just that people do go off at a tangent. So she's psychically a bit vulnerable for about 1 year. But she also has Saturn touching off of Mercury, which is a major, all the communication problems, communication difficulty, but that's just a temporary theme. She's already done, of course, a lot for the masses, as you know. So, Anne, as you know, we were thinking of, how do you like the book, by the way, The Moon Magic?
I think Moon Magic is a great book. I think it's very explicit, and for those that need guidance on a day-to-day basis, if they have any dilemmas and that, it's very easy to follow, and it helps. It just helps you. It helps to guide you. So I like it a lot. I think you have to read it from the beginning in order, just for it to make sense, and maybe make some notes that would make it more helpful to you. I drew some pictures, but I think it's very good. It works synergistically with other books and other types of knowledge, and I think you have to have a little bit of a basis of something in astrology before you can delve into it, but I think it's very universally helpful. I wanted to know about Oprah before we close the chapter on her. What is it in her chart, if you could just tell us the aspect in there that has made her so successful? Because I'm looking at her chart right now and I don't understand where it would be.
I suppose you mean in terms of wealth also? First of all, the Venus-Jupiter aspect, that's one of the aspects of wealth. Any Venus-Jupiter aspect is one aspect of wealth. It's an easy aspect of wealth when you don't have to really work 9-to-5 routine, for example. And also luxury thing, a thing that you really enjoy. Many fashion designers are born with that. Plus the Mercury-Jupiter aspect is like a philosopher, somebody who's like a preacher. Now, she also has a lot of intensity. Like, she has Saturn and Mars in the sign of Scorpio, which that's why she's always pick up on these people who are like the underdog, any causes that she likes to save. But she herself went through a lot of struggle, a lot of difficulties in life. Now, she has Leo right on top in her chart also. And Leo gives her a dramatic way of speaking. Actually, she has that Virgo theme, but she does have that theme also. And right on top of the chart, the 10th house, she has that Neptune in the sign of Libra. That's the highest planet. And Neptune is a planet of illusion, of fantasy. It's like somebody who's very spiritual, or a saint or a con artist, they'll get that impression. But it's sort of a judicial attitude towards life. She has her own agenda. To be in her good books, you'll have to be sort of an underdog. She don't have any problems. She doesn't really care for that. But the intensity, the drive with which she goes after the people, that's that Scorpio theme. And then objectivity, that's what Aquarius has to say. It is quite a powerful theme. And people in Mercury-Pluto, like in her case, opposition. I am born with a trine, so I don't really make an effort to try to push my ideas, etc. It doesn't give as much of drive. Whereas, like Erica, who had called before, she may not have the drive to really try to make her words known to the masses as much. But if it was a negative aspect, that it makes a person more of a dictator, but they also like Boris Yeltsin, Bush, Clinton. Clinton is much more, because he has Mercury in Leo, he's a very good orator as well. And Reagan, for example, or Mao Zedong, all these dictators were born with some negative aspect between Mercury and Pluto. Have you thought of palmistry as well? And the reason I want you also to host the show also, and in about 2-3 weeks' time, our show will become much better as we improve on communication. First time we've got this landline after such a long time as well. And John is also having problems with that, and in Los Angeles, in Paradise, California, actually, because they were also going through a lot of work, because they lost quite a few stations, and the bell was giving their problems, and it's slowly getting there. But I was wondering, if you want to become an astrologer, you should always think of doing some palmistry as well. That's a very, very important aspect of it. Normally, if people have fire signs, do you remember your rising sign? Oh, you have Cancer, I think. That's why you see the brain line is so joined. Because underneath that you have Leo, because you do have that dramatic, theatrical personality. But when it's joined, when you want to be close to the home environment, that aspect, yeah. I also want to maybe you can share your views to the listeners about your search in astrology, like you've been doing for almost like 8 years or so. Then you came across my book only 1 week ago, I think, with the Saturn transits and Jupiter transits, and on a daily basis you can see where the planets are. And so I just want to share what you have learned, what you feel. And also, you know that secret, you were talking about that thing. I thought it was very, very interesting, which I think most fire signs are like that anyways. So I'd like to get your opinion too.
Well, as far as palmistry is concerned, I think it's a beautiful field. I think it's so intimate when you can actually touch somebody's hand. I think there's a lot of energy in our hands. And they're so personal, like we say, fingerprint. I mean, it's so unique to everyone, and also our lines and our hands. I'm very much interested. Whenever I tell anybody that I care about metaphysical matters, they show me their palm right away. So, yes, I do believe it's a beautiful field, and I am very much interested in it. Also, I'd like to mention that many years ago, somebody that looked at my hand had mentioned that my lifeline was short and that I could do things in my life to change who I was, to become a better person, and thereby make that line grow. And that got me interested in palmistry. So I was noticing the difference between my left hand and my right hand. I'm a right-handed person. So I noticed that the lines on my right hand are dynamic, they change, whereas the lines on my left hand have stayed more static. So I have questions about that. Mm-hmm. Hassan wants to explain this.
See, first of all, you know, in Buddhism they say that the greatest obstacle to seeing is the eye. And in palmistry it is so true. if you look at your hand, first of all, you'll notice that you don't really have a short brain line. The first lifeline is true. It is sort of short. Then right next to this, another lifeline. Now, this is exactly what the Queen of Iran, she has exactly the same thing. And when I first looked at the chart, and half time she was in Connecticut, half time in Paris. So back and forth. So when you have lifestyle change, that's what this is. So it's a complete, like, two different, if you see your life before this, before your Marcus, and before, after. That's exactly what this is.
Why is it so different on the left hand? Why is
well, your left hand will never change. This represents your parents, actually.
Why is it that it never changes?
Because the hand that you write with, and that you, while you're thinking, it's your thinking which creates all these lines in the first place. So only the hand, you may do a lot of things with the left hand, but it still won't show. But if you write with the right hand, it's the thinking. Only the thought pattern shows up in the hands. Well, there's a direct connection between the brain and your hands. For example, somebody who has Down syndrome or they're mongoloid, you'll always have it. Without any exception, you'll have a simian crease right here. There's no conflict between heart and mind. Like the heart line and the brain line is just one, like a crease. So here's a defect in the specific part of the neurocortical area accurately portrayed in the hand. Even in Job 37:7, it says, "He seeth in the hand of every man, so all men may know his work." So it's quite interesting. So we feel there's a direct connection between the brain and the hand, and whether you're artistic or musical, all these themes, plus different defects, they all show up on the hand. And it is true, they keep on changing, but if the lifeline is short, it doesn't really grow. However, yours is not a short lifeline, it's just a complete, it's an overlap. It's a very, very important aspect. So before the first one finishes, the second one started. And there's a period of about 6 to 10 years, and then you go into this. It's like somebody going from one country to another country. Now, it's not really immigration one. This one is a complete lifestyle change while you're living here.
Well,
that's what it is.
Why did that happen? Oh. I'm very intrigued by this because I think it's completely true. I'm interested in the overlap that you're saying and why it is. Could it be a spiritual awareness that made me a different person? And around what age did that happen?
Yeah. The last 5 to 10 years has been going. So gradually, mm-hmm. It's still going on.
Yeah. I think it's just so profound that our mind subconsciously can direct the lines in our hands, in my right hand, to change. So there's so much knowledge there, there's so much power in our mind that it's doing things in our hand, and we consciously are not doing that. Subconsciously, we maybe know the answers or know a lot more than we do consciously, and to somebody that's in tune, they can read that and help us. So I find it really intriguing, and it's a mystery. Do you know anything more about how our brain is connected to our hand and how that it makes a change?
See, the brain is connected to every part of the body, but in the hands, of course, it's short. Scientists do not know this also. Like, why is the connection? Even though there are so many the diseases of the brain listed in the pathological diseases, I think we have a...
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Jennifer.
Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm well. How you doing?
Good, good. Where are you calling us from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Oh, that's great. And may I have your birthday, please?
June 25th, 1950.
Mm-hmm. June, that makes you a Cancer. Lots of Cancer themes tonight. And do you know what time you were born?
8:15 in the morning.
8:15 in the morning?
Mm-hmm. I Leo rising and Scorpio moon.
Leo rising, Scorpio moon. Let's see if that's true. Hassan?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, he's saying yes. I'm just going to see if I can turn up the volume a little bit to hear you better.
Oh, great.
Yeah, she knows. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I can hear you a little better now. So what is your question specifically?
Well, I want to know about career.
Career?
And yeah, where's the best place I belong? I haven't been very successful.
Okay.
And tonight I got home and I just saw that I got canned from a project I was working on.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of frustrated. And I didn't follow a career in the arts, which I started to.
Mm-hmm.
And I really need to find my place in this world and where I belong.
Yep. That's a really good question. And you know what? I don't want this to sound like one of those motherhood statements. But usually when something bad happens like that, it's for a very good reason, and something much better usually comes along. Bigger doors are opened, and lessons are always learned, and although it probably feels like it's really bad right now. Probably something better is waiting for you. But Hassan is a very good expert at being able to answer your question as to where you should direct yourself career-wise based on your chart, and also to tell you what your timing is, mm-hmm. and what times would be good for you to look at other things. But just from my experience, I just want you to know, although it seems really bad right now, it's probably going to be better because of this, you know?
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
right.
No, I think that's what I've seen with everybody that I know. As long as you could keep that positive outlook, and we'll talk about that a bit, just thinking positively brings positive things to you.
Thank you for that. That's
yeah,
good.
And also he'll analyze this, but I just wanted to tell you as well that if you have questions regarding your life's path and your career and all that, before you fall asleep at night, try to meditate on that point a bit and see if the answers might come to you subconsciously in your dreams. I used to do that when I was in engineering school. I couldn't answer a problem set or mathematical problem or whatnot, and I'd go to bed thinking about it, and somehow the answer would reveal itself to me. So if you really care about where you should be in life career-wise, then you should spend some time, a calm time, to just really concentrate and think about that and ask your mind, when it's calm, to answer you subconsciously.
Thank
and a lot of things are revealed that way.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me pass you to Hassan, and he can talk to you about your chart.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thanks, Anne. Very good suggestions, actually. That's why I like Anne's chart. She's also an engineer like me, and a very positive person. Now, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Oh,
Jennifer. Yes. Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer, I didn't hear all the questions on it, but I can see your chart is extremely bright. You have Mercury in Gemini, just like Erica, and it's also trine to Neptune. The Mercury-Neptune trine gives this intuitive intelligence, sort of an inspirational type of, sort of a sad quality to the voice. Many singers are born that. Paul Anka, Celine Dion, they all have some, as either Mercury in Pisces or Mercury Neptune aspect, is a healing tone. What's rare in your chart is that you are born with a Mercury-Pluto sextile. This is that fame, that wisdom theme that I said. But unfortunately, there's always a price to pay for that wisdom. This is that aspect of divine truth. And so something precious always has to be denied in life. Now, in terms of love matters, in relationships, etc., you are an extremely loyal person. You're also very, very ethical, by the way. Your father must have been a very ethical person, no bribery, strict, but kept a low profile. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you have Moon in the sign of Scorpio, and it's widely aspects to Pluto, just like Spielberg. So if you see E.T., you'll be able to identify with that character, that he is hiding with everybody, for example, and his own chart shows up there. So Moon in Scorpio is a bit of a self-destructive theme. This side of you is not the positive side, where you can see this darkness, and you should, every time you feel like that, you should feel that you are denying the miracles of God. And so having hope is very, very important for us. That's the best thing for us. Jupiter is touching off your moon. Maybe that's why you're contacting us. And till about September, October. And but relationship-wise, you have a major test for about 1 year. But you do have a very strong luck element as well between August till December of this year. Now, you are supposed to do a lot of community work and voluntary work. Or Venus was right on top of the charts. Even natural. You know, you like the chivalry and the Victoria's Secrets, and that's that Venus and Taurus in your chart. But having so many planets in the 11th house, everything will lead to the community aspect, community work and humanitarian work and volunteer work. And if you don't do that, events will happen which will force you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by transit, Neptune right now is touching off a grand trine in your chart. It's trining on Mercury, trining on Neptune, etc., which makes it even more inspirational. And you have to use internet. Whether it's the e-commerce or any skincare products, for example, since Venus is right on top of the chart, Venus is anything with the skincare, maybe you should get in touch with Erica also. What do you do, by the way? Because you're excellent when it comes to marketing as well. Except I just noticed something, by the way, before you say anything. You have Mercury, Saturn, square. That makes you extremely cautious. Now, your rising sign shows Leo. Are you Cancer, Leo rising? Do you know?
Yeah, Leo rising. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so your best asset is your personality. But it can also give you a bit of a defeatist attitude if you have any doubt in mind that you cannot do something or you may not even start it. Because that Virgo side, sort of nitpicky and very cautious and as you square it to Saturn, gives you supervisory ability, etc. But you should become more like Leo. You should come out in the public and all. What do you do, by the way?
Well, that's why I'm calling you. I'm calling to ask you what I should be doing. What would be best for me?
But what do you do at the moment?
I write. I do some other dead-end jobs just to make money. I do some sales and marketing, and it's...
But you have the marketing, though. Now, you see, marketing you're supposed to be doing, you're supposed to be involved with some element of the skincare products.
Really?
Yes, absolutely, because your Venus is the highest planet in your chart. And Venus is anything with love, beauty, whether you're going to matchmaking, I think, for example, as a community thing, and where you're being seen by the public. You cannot hide in a little tiny laboratory. It's the Mercury Saturn which makes you take odd jobs, and you're very versatile. You can do several things and do them well, and you get bored. But you also, you know, when you take something and renovate, so you have Moon in Scorpio, which gives almost a, like a bit of a mean streak, you might say. But I'm saying it because it actually can be used very constructively. You take a property and have it completely renovated. Or somebody has skincare problems, for example, or diet problems, you completely reevaluate them and give them. Or, for example, let's say if you were a trainer, that's not something which I would suggest, but then you want people to do 10 more push-ups. You know, people think you're being mean, but at the top level, they appreciate that side. Mm-hmm. In skincare products, or like women do all kinds of things themselves, you know, like all, you know, this bikini waxing, or, you know, this eyebrow tweaking and all that. So those type of professions, like Mary Kay herself was born with this theme, like with that Venus and Taurus and these things, and along with that Moon in Scorpio, so it gives, when you are destroying something, to recreate, to build higher, whether it's people's attitudes or the attitude towards skincare. But you are supposed to help a lot of people, not just, it is not a normal chart with a Mercury Pluto. That has an impact on a lot of people. It's amazing how many people have called who have, like Eric also had that, and we also born this theme. But what you should do, you should have your since you know the exact time of birth, you should have the reports done. If you want to write an email to us, by the way, any questions, it's stargaze, StarGaze at astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net, and I'll be happy to give you some further aspects on that. But our reports are fantastic. It took me almost 6 months to write those 6,000 paragraphs that go in it. And to understand your own timing. Like today, for example, Moon is in your first house. And if you read my Moon Magic, it says very clearly that, you know, focus on self-analysis or having yourself analyzed. It's exactly what you're doing. So from the last few days, probably you were feeling a bit run down and tired. And about one more week, you'll feel like that. Then it starts moving up again. Because the planets are coming down in your chart. You need to consolidate your position. Because after about 1.5-2 years, you won't have as much public response. So you need to start doing things which you really enjoy, establish yourself now, and slowly build the foundations. And you're also a very obsessive person, by the way, so cut down on sugar, make sure you drink lots of water. You might have a slightly low metabolic rate as well, which can make you a bit depressed as well. So make sure there's all lighting around you. And in the morning, just take like 20 minutes to half an hour walk on an empty stomach, just drink water. And throughout the day, keep on having small amounts, because otherwise you might start having some weight problems later on this year, late August, September, October, November, and December. And you do love good food with that Venus and Taurus, especially the backside, you might have to be more careful.
Yeah.
And one other thing, by the way, I would suggest melatonin for you, you know, like a 3 milligram. It's a completely harmless, off-the-shelf. You can buy it at your Walgreens. And it'll give you deep sleep, because I think you might have difficulty in sleeping.
Yeah, I have used melatonin on and off, and I do appreciate it. It helps me a lot.
Yeah, but melatonin will really help you. And Saturn was touching off your Moon, you see. That makes a person anemic. So you actually have very low energy from last year. You may feel very tired, mm-hmm. as if you age, one extra wrinkle, one extra white hair. And but in about a month's time, or 2-3 weeks' time, you'll start feeling much better.
Good.
Okay, Matthew?
Oh, okay.
Visit my website, astrotrends.net, and get our book or the reports, and that, because you are quite intellectual. I'm sure you'll enjoy the report also, because the first part of the report applies to you all your life. Because I'm a musician, I'm an artist, I fly with taekwondo, I fly planes, I'm an engineer, I do a lot of things. But I lost my mother when I was born. It's like losing everything. But I always used to feel very special. If God had to deny me something so precious, a mother's love, I must be somebody very special. So as Anne very correctly said, that whenever you go to some sad moments in life, you know, it's always the beginning of the spiritual insights and your need to help the masses. You always need to identify with some cause which is bigger than yourself.
I feel that. I felt it all my life. And I know I need to be amongst many, many people. And when I'm at trade shows, I vibrate very high.
That's exactly what it is. You have a lot of planets in the 11th house. And whether it's the psychic fairs or the trade shows and all, that's exactly where you'll be. A lot. Yeah. Okay, my dear?
Okay, yeah, I'll get in touch with you. Thanks.
Take care. I hope you enjoy the show.
Very much.
Catch us every Wednesday.
I will tune in more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Thanks. Well, Anne, you certainly, you know, when we talk about the positive things, it certainly it does help a lot. And it's nice to see coming from a woman. Because most women don't seem to, I feel this, but somehow women seem to be born with like a doubting genes. They tend to doubt themselves. A lot of them I find like that, you know. And maybe they've got to make them very confident and they would not want to have any children or anything. They would take over the whole world somehow, I feel. But so it's nice. That's why I always like that yin and yang combination. That, you know, that's not complete, just one aspect of it, no. But I like to have more because I really love your energy, as you know. People are Mercury in Leo. They touch on my ninth house. It always leads to the truth, you know, together. It's always, it's a nice stimulus back and forth, you know. But I'll let you, so if you were, until we have about 5 minutes left, I think. The number to call is 1-877-876-5227. And those of you who are shy, you can always write to stargaze@astrotrends.net.
I think we have just enough time for me to say a few words that I wanted to say on a video that Hassan and I just watched recently. It's called The Secret. And although I'm not trying to promote the DVD, what I want to say is that one of the major themes in it rung true to us. And that is that with positive thinking, positive things happen. And I truly believe that is true. Just always try to keep that in mind when too many things are going wrong, that maybe subconsciously you're asking for it. I know that sounds like a horrible thing to say, but if you believe in the goodness and the generosity of the universe or in any godly force that you believe in, you should have the faith that life is here to be good to us and to help us and to give us everything that we need. So if you put that foot forward and if you think that way, everything you want should come to you. Just ask for it. So basically this DVD was touching on that notion, saying that, you know, if you want to always get a free parking spot on the downtown street, then think, I'm always going to get a good parking spot on downtown streets, and that should happen to you. Conversely, if you think, oh, gosh darn it, I never get a parking spot, I really hope I get one this time, that negativity, that negative energy around you usually doesn't bring forth the generosity of the universe. So as long as you keep faith that things will be provided to you and that life is good, better things happen. And then that snowballs and it just gets more and more and more and it gets better. I know that's a really like pie-eyed view of life, but if you could somehow wrap your mind around that, I am very confident that it works, because it works for me and it works for all my friends that that try it. So positive thinking, I know everybody can't say enough about it, but just try it next time you're down and watch for yourself and see how good things can get. And that's all I have to say for today. I bid everybody a good night and thank you for the callers that called in. I really enjoyed it. And here's Hassan to say a few last words.
And I just want to say also that the month of June was very, very stressful with that Saturn-Mars conjunction in the sky. And it's finishing now about mid-July. The last week of July, the month of August, Mars is moving into the sign of Virgo, where people become much more interested in health and nutrition, and but they also become very nitpicky. And the generation of 70s and 30s are in a lot of stress this time. And the month of September, and actually there will be, the month of September will be more for the generation that was born in 50s, late 40s, and 50s. Also, it's a brand new cycle, very, very important cycle for Leos, Taurus, Scorpio, and Aquarius. And you have to start thinking for the next 7 years what you want to do. For the signs of Aries, Sagittarius, Gemini, even Leo, and Libra, Sagittarius, of course, and to some extent Aquarius also, they'll have much more focus and concentration this year, because normally the fire signs like Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius don't really have any patience. They really want to, they'll have the challenge, and as soon as the challenge is over, they start getting bored. And but this year, because Saturn is touching off their signs, they'll have much more ability to finish what they start, and next year are the rewards from end of this year throughout next year. And So we had the end of our show, and we hope that you had a great time. I'm thankful to Aaron Trudeau for this is her first show. She said some very good messages. I hope that positive energy remains. And no, she's born with Mercury in Leo. I'm born with Mercury in Sagittarius, and like David Carnegie. So we are born with that positive aspect, and I consider it a very, very lucky aspect. We take it for granted sometimes. And Jennifer, for example, is born with Moon in Scorpio. She's very intellectual, but with Moon in Scorpio, sometimes we think of this darkness and all that. So every time when you feel down, make sure you're helping somebody who's like the underdog. And so that you can change all the, you don't have to self-pity, but you can change that into compassion for other people. And because you would be a fantastic friend to those who are downtrodden, and you're very, very loyal as well. And we'll keep on, you know, hopefully we could have Jupiter pills and Leo pills that we could just give to people. Wouldn't that be fantastic? As you could see the world through our perception. And if you want to find a mission, just do anything which glorifies nature, which glorifies God. And that intelligence which is behind, beside every particle without being part of it. This is Hassan Jaffer. And if you want to email to us, you can write always to stargaze@astrotrends.net. Or you can give us a call at 416-497-9000. And wish you all the best and good luck. And hopefully you'll join us again next Wednesday from 10 to 11 Eastern Standard Time.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.